Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Today I was thinking about baggage. It's hard to believe that 6 weeks ago Harold and I came home from Texas and I was ever so sick. But when we finally got home about midnight after all day and a delayed flight, I plopped my suitcase in the laundry room and there it sat because there was no way I could deal with it then. Looking at that open bag of stuff day after day made me think about how easy it is to have baggage in our spiritual lives, too. But it's hard sometimes to deal with at the moment because of what we're going through. But then there comes a time when we must. Over the years, Harold has traveled 7 million miles with just American Airlines alone. And on occasion, when we could definitely get away with it, I would go with him. Everyone has baggage, and how it's handled allowed us to see, some of the truths that apply to our spiritual lives, as well as real baggage in an airport. Number one, placing baggage in the wrong place. Have you ever gotten on a plane, put your suitcase overhead and your briefcase underneath the seat in front of you? Then someone's coming down the aisle, and they stop way ahead of time and put their bag in an overhead bin, but keep walking right on past you to go to their seat in the back. Of course, their thought pattern is that it's okay to take up somebody else's overhead space because it's going to make it easier for them to reach up and grab theirs when it's time for them to get off. And all too often, this can happen in real life as well. A friend or someone you know is trying to bring their emotional, spiritual, and sometimes financial baggage into your life. They often just want someone to listen to their complaints because you're nice enough to listen, but they're not there to get godly advice on their problem. So it's compassionate to listen to friends' hurts, but when they come back time after time putting up with the same problem, perhaps it's time to take a break. Proverbs 15, 31 and 32 says, if you listen to correction to improve your life, you will live among the wise. Those who refuse correction hate themselves, but those who accept correction gain understanding. Number two, baggage that's too heavy. Have you ever gone camping, when you had to carry your own gear? And the longer you hike to that campsite, the heavier the gear seems to get. Then, you have a mischievous kid who adds something heavy to a camper's backpack when the group stops to rest. And by the time he or she gets to the site, they are huffing and puffing more than anyone else. If we don't deal with past failures and hurts and offenses, it can be just like that. We unconsciously are adding another brick to our spiritual backpack. Instead of lightening our load by getting rid of past problems and memories, they want to surface in our mind and slow us down. Do you find certain things hard to deal with? Here are a few scriptures to confess daily if necessary, to help you deal with problems that just keep kind of wanting to pop in your head and take up space. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All of us need to take God up on that offer once in a while. But we can also take comfort in Psalm 55:22. 55:22 in the Amplified Bible says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. I love that. And I love this just as much. This is 1 Peter 5:7 in the Passion Translation. 1 Peter 5:7 says, pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he always tenderly cares for you. That's a great one to take in the morning during your devotion time, and then just pour out the worries and stresses that are on your mind at that moment, whatever they happen to be for the day, and then leave them there. So don't let others put weight on you. Remove it by confessing the word until you experience a breakthrough. Number three, the wrong kind of baggage. Harold and I used to love Jeff Foxworthy, the comedian. If you've never heard him, you should look him up because he's hilarious. And I've never known him to have anything but clean humor. After he hit it big, he tells about inviting all of his relatives to go to Hawaii with him. He said they all showed up at the airport with their clothes and necessities in paper bags. Needless to say, they did not line up with the guidelines of the airport. That is how some people approach the Word of God. They either ignorantly or sometimes willfully apply the Word of God in the wrong context, trying to prove they consulted God. That is sad baggage. I remember hearing about a young boy who was head over heels in love with a little girl named Grace. He wanted the Lord to approve of the relationship, so he kept opening the Bible with his eyes closed and pointing to scripture after scripture, looking for a sign. He kept it up until he opened the verse that said, "Grace be to you," which then he said, now he knew that it was proof that God wanted him to be with Grace. Actually, some more mature folks can also be misled by things, just maybe that they've heard from the preacher or heard through preaching, that they may have even misinterpreted. The key is whether it lines up with the guidelines, meaning the Word of God. In John 8:31, it says, "So Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" Number four, baggage that is unnecessary. I remember waiting for a flight once when I passed this lady whose suitcase was open as she and the ticket agent were discussing her content for her trip to Hawaii. I sure hope she had clothes, because all I could see one entire side of her baggage filled to the brim was some sort of liquid diet drink. I know that Hawaii can be very expensive, but I felt really badly for her that she had planned on making that whole trip and lasting only on liquid diet drink. Many of us are carrying around too much junk from our spiritual trunk that we need to get rid of once and for all. Here are seven kinds of unnecessary baggages to eliminate. First is guilt. In a courtroom, if there is no evidence against the defendant, the charges against them will be dismissed and he or she will be declared not guilty. In Isaiah 43:25, a great scripture to remember, in the Amplified Bible says, "I, even I, am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." When we ask Jesus to forgive us, the evidence of our sins is gone forever, and we are declared not guilty. That's how it works in a court of law, and that's what it is when Jesus died and allowed us to be able to be delivered from our sins. We need to definitely take advantage of it. Who would stay in a courtroom and argue that they really were guilty and they should be prosecuted once they'd been let off? No one. So let's be sure we don't do it too. Second, unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is not in the King James Bible, but I believe it's because God didn't want us that thought of unforgiveness in our thought processes. But Matthew 6:14 and 15 says, "But if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." That is a great reason to forgive others. Third, fear. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." There are actually dozens of do not fear scriptures to claim, but this one is as powerful as any of them. It is definitely worth claiming and confessing. Fourth, anxiety. Philippians 4:6 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. That is a great scripture to not just, well, read over, but to definitely apply to our lives. Fifth, jealousy. Wow. James 3:16 says, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice." Jealousy is something we could do a whole study on. It's very dangerous and deadly. Sixth, discouragement. Discouragement is nothing but a temporary feeling that occurs when somebody's not doing what they promised they would do, or maybe things are not going the way we thought that they would or ought to go. In Deuteronomy 31:8 in the New International Version, gives us some great advice. It says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." And seventh, doubt. Hebrews 3:12 says, "My friends, watch out. Don't let evil thoughts or doubts make any of you turn from the living God." You know what? I don't think that we're going to have time to finish this today. But honestly, tomorrow, at least I can't do number five and finish it. Tomorrow, we're going to have a very special day. So be sure you tune in. If you can't tune in live, be sure that you tune in at some point tomorrow and hear the message. So until then, have a marvelous Monday. Remember that my husband would say, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you and we appreciate you, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.